Welcome to the Small Business Whole Health Podcast. We help you stay happy, healthy, and whole so your small business can thrive and stay vital in this ever-changing world. With holistic coaches and small business owners, Jill and Dan.
And we are live and recording for episode one. Hello, Jill.
Hello, Dan.
Yay!
We finally got around to starting our podcast. And welcome, listeners, to our Small Business Whole Health Podcast.
Hope everyone's well and looking forward to me and Jill talking a load
talking
of
sense.
Yeah, that's the word I was going to use.
So, Dan, I thought we should introduce ourselves to our listeners and maybe tell them a little bit about who we are and how we met and why we decided to do our podcast.
Good idea. So
who are you?
who is Daniel,
who
really?
Who are you?
Yeah. My name is Daniel, as Jill has already said.
Daniel, you're giving you the full title today.
I know, that's what my mum calls us, Daniel. So I am a strength and conditioning coach, well, health coach, really. Me and Jill kind of in the same field, I suppose, the same area of business, with slightly different angles. I've been doing this for 4 or 5 years now. I think I've got quite a lot of interest and knowledge that me and Jill have both learned from a few good mentors. And we think the podcast is a good way to spread the message a little bit more for people who are interested in health, holistic health in particular, maybe have their own small business. Yep, trying to spread advice on both of those topics. Yeah, it's a passion of mine. I know it's a passion of yours as well, Jill. So,
yes, and me and Dan always talk a lot all the time. And we said we should put these conversations down in a podcast, which we're doing now, right?
Exactly. So do you want to give yourself an official introduction?
Official introduction. So okay. I'm Jill and I run Organic Pilates and Holistic Health. And I have my own Pilates studio in Durham, which I have had now for 5 years this month. Woo! And who would have predicted that in 5 years' time we would be where we are now in lockdown?
Wrapped.
No one would have predicted that, right? So yeah, we're currently in lockdown. So this is when we decided that we needed to actually get our podcast recorded, right? Mine and Dan's passions are always health, fitness, wellness, holistic, natural things. We'll always try and go down that route first. And also small business and running our own businesses and all the things surrounding. When you become a small business owner, you have to become a marketer, an accountant, general cleaner, everything. So yeah, we probably have a wide ranging knowledge from everything, health, wellness, down to the business nuts and bolts as well of everything. But we both firmly believe that your health is one of the main drivers of your business and they are both inextricably linked. That's a good word, wasn't it?
That was the first big word we've used. But it's true though. So we're going to try and focus on a lot of our conversations and kind of show people the parallels between business and health, because like you say, they are linked. One doesn't go without the other. If one goes downhill, the other one will go downhill probably. And if one flourishes, so will the other one. But normally it starts with health and then everything expands from there, doesn't it?
Yeah, we believe that your own health is the main driver of your business health as well. So the more that you can get yourself in a good mindset, and that includes mind, it's not just about physical health. It's about mind, body, and soul. It's about all aspects of health. And the more that you can work on your own mind, body, and soul, the better that your business will become and the better decisions you'll make. And you'll feel much more in control and just good about yourself and your business.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, see, it's not just physical health, it's that mental health and having the habits, which we will talk about quite a lot.
Like habits.
Yeah, definitely like habits, as the listeners will come to find out.
And hormones. Habits and hormones are the two things that I like to talk about a lot.
Yeah. But like Jill said, we've started this podcast in lockdown at the moment, but that was a kind of mental decision where we decided that lockdown could be detrimental and a lot of people have looked at the negatives, but we kind of flipped that on its head and thought, well, now there's no excuses to not create a podcast, because we did talk about it for a while, didn't we?
Yeah.
And now we thought, well, we're both confined. The technology's out there and we have more time on our hands. Let's go for it. So it's just trying to brought people that everything is a choice. You can choose to procrastinate or you can choose to get off your backside and do something about it.
Absolutely. I think we're both quite positive people and like to make good things out of bad things, right?
Yeah, and it's just forward motion as well. Sometimes you'll encounter hurdles in your health and in your business, but just got to keep going, haven't you? It's good to, I think, like for me and you, to bounce off each other as well. Like, you're a bit of a mentor of mine because you've been doing this longer, and you know, you give me a slap around the chops when I've been a bit of a an idiot.
Yes, I do that sometimes. But it's also, I forget that we've got a bit of an age difference. I always think of us as about the same age. Because you're a wise old owl, really, for a young'un.
I'm in my 30s now, son. I don't know if I can call myself a young'un anymore. But I've always kind of been a bit of an old head on young shoulders, I must admit.
He is wise, is Daniel.
Yeah.
Wiser than me.
Grow the beard and cut grey now, like, I know.
Yeah,
Mr. Miyagi or something like that.
You've definitely been here before, but yes, yeah. I think that just sometimes you need somebody just to get you back on the path every now and then, right? Someone who thinks the same way and has the same outlook on life as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So should we discuss how we met and how we got into this whole malarkey?
So you'll hear us talking a lot about Paul Check on this podcast because both Dan and I studied at the Check Institute. Which stands for Corrective Holistic Exercise and Kinesiology. Is that right? Yes.
Yeah. Spoken with confidence.
Yeah. I should have looked that up before I decided just to launch into that. So both Dan and I studied at the Czech Institute, which was founded by Paul Czech. If you don't know who he is, look him up. He's got lots of things on YouTube and an excellent book that is both of our Bibles. And it is a complete guide to your health, wellness, and fitness, and what we kind of revert back to all the time. The foundation principles, the four doctors, and all of that kind of stuff that we will talk about in our podcasts in the coming episodes. So the Czech Institute is based in Lancashire. As you can probably tell from both Dan and my accents, we are not from Lancashire. We're from small villages in County Durham.
And we're still northern, that's our count.
Northern. So we went all the way to Lancashire, not knowing each other. And then there's lots of people from all over the world that go to these institutes. And we met, and there was lots of people from, I think there was an Israeli guy there, wasn't there? And yeah. Polish and
from
everywhere. And then Dan opened his mouth and had the same accent as me. And we're just like, oh, hello. So then we kind of got on from then, didn't we?
Yeah. It's a small world, isn't it? So we travel halfway down the country with people from all over the world. And then turns out you like live 10 minutes up the road.
So we kind of stayed in touch ever since then. And then I knew that I needed to do some more strength training. So I thought, I know the perfect man to sort that out. And then I started strength training with you, right? Nearly for 2 years now, right?
Yeah. Pots flew over, hasn't it?
I know. We've had to stop a little bit now, but we're still doing it. We're doing kettlebells and stuff. So
oh, absolutely,
good.
Yeah. It's kind of like I've gone through the teaching you strength training and you've kind of teach me business to some degree. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it kind of works. It works that way now. That's kind of how it's panned out, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's really good, actually. It's worked really well because now you're flourishing a little. You're starting to get your fingers in the pies now. So it's all good and getting into the mindset. Because it is hard when you really do have a dream, but you've also got a mortgage. And we were just talking about this before on off air. You've got all these other things that need to do. And it's really hard to take that leap of faith and, you know, run away with the circus as it was. So, which I did 5 years ago now. And I'm still here to tell the tale.
The stats don't lie. Is it 95% of businesses fail within the first 5 years? So for you to still be here through unprecedented times like now and go from strength to strength proves that you're doing something right and you know what you're talking about. So.
Well, I hope so, yes. And it's really good to see you now starting to do your stuff as well. Yeah. I've been kicking your ass for a while now.
Yeah.
We have a mutual ass kicking.
Which is good because you need that, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I especially need that in the strength training because, as you know, even though I'm a trainer myself, I've got the worst. I'm terrible if I'm left by myself.
Yeah, you openly admit when I'm not there. You're like, oh, Dan, if you weren't here, I would have stopped at least 10 minutes ago. So
yeah, when Dan says do 55 more reps, I'm like, I would have actually quit. It's two. So yeah, so it works out really well. So both Dan and I, we've probably between us got about 40 years worth of health and wellness experience of teaching people. We've heard it all, haven't we, Dan? And all the excuses that go along with it.
Absolutely, yeah. See, we've heard it all before and we've experienced it all ourselves, I think, which is really important.
Yeah.
Like, which it counts for a lot, doesn't it? When you've been there and done the mistakes and you kind of know what people are going through, that perspective counts for a lot, doesn't it?
It does. And I think one of our mentors, you'll know the quote because Dan's really good at remembering all the quotes that I forget. Where it's like, you can have PhDs and doctorates and everything, but if you haven't got experience, you know, you can't learn a squat from reading about it in a book. You can't learn boxing from a book, right? You've got to actually be out there in the field doing the stuff. And that's what we've been doing for the last God knows how long, many years.
100%, because it's the emotional toll that comes with, say, if you read about how to do an online business and then something goes wrong, you kind of read in a book how to react to the panic and the stress that you go through. There might be tactics to correct the mistake, but it's how to cope with the stress. Like you said, the only way to cope with that is to be actually on the battlefield and experience it and learn. That's where you really learn how to do it. Like you say, even with fitness and health, you can learn the mechanics of a squat on a YouTube video, but you can't feel the burn in the quadriceps. But by watching a video, you just have to do it. Yeah.
With a big pole stuck across your back with extra weights put on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to do it. And I think both you and I both know and practice ourselves what we preach. And we do the work, right? No, nothing works unless you do. That's one of my best quotes.
I think it's another one of our mentors, Warren. That's the one, his quote that sticks with me. And it's very simple. Just do the work. Like, essentially, like 99% of the stuff, everyone knows what to do. They just don't do it. Me and you included. You know what to do. You just need to do it. Just do the work.
You just need to start as well sometimes, don't you? And just...
Oh, God, yeah.
Starting's the hardest part. So what we're going to talk about in up and coming podcast episodes then, Dan?
The topics are going to range from kind of how to operate a small business and how to stay healthy. But we're going to try and merge the two because, like we've already expressed, that they kind of go hand in hand, or they definitely do. So if you take an investment in your own personal health and get fitter and stronger and healthier and more in touch, then your business will flourish. Because if you're sick and tired and you don't really like yourself and you don't have much energy, that's just going to translate straight over to your business dealings, isn't it? So we're going to touch on topics that kind of a link between both. And there'll be a lot of habits and hormones in there.
From me. And then Dan does the manly things. We are true yin and yang, right? Balance.
Exactly, yeah. But yeah, so topics like habits, hormones, sleep, mistakes we've learned from. What else have we done? Lockdown survival guides. We're going to be touching on all this stuff.
Yeah, we've done the difference between a workout and a work-in, how to bring balance to your life. We've already actually recorded quite a few. We're doing this one retrospectively because our first one was really rubbish, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we've got better equipment now as well. So
yes, and we've got proper microphones that we love.
Yeah, and we now know how to use as well.
Yeah, it took us a couple of episodes to learn how to use them. We did think we just had to plug them in, but oh no, it's not that simple, right?
Yeah, so you can learn how to use a microphone in a book. But true wisdom is by using the microphone.
As with everything, there is a learning curve, right? So we would like to help you on your learning curve and maybe give you a few shortcuts through getting your health better and making better decisions and choices for your own business.
Yeah, so. Like we're not perfect either. And for us, and for anyone, sometimes the best way to learn yourself is teach. So by trying to help people out, going through the mistakes we've made, we actually learn ourselves a little bit, don't we? Because when you express it and you have conversations, it reinforces as well.
I've got a good quote for you.
Come on, drop some value bombs.
I'm going to drop you a value bomb here. When one person teaches, two people learn.
Nah, there you go. There you go.
There you go.
So, I might drop one as well.
Go on then, you drop one.
It might not be actually relevant, I just like it. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Oh, good one.
So hopefully, listeners, if you've never heard of us before and you've just kind of scrolled through your podcast app and you think, oh, that looks good, I'll listen to that, and then you get some value, then it's because you were ready to learn. It's the universe speaking.
The universe will provide. So, guys, we would love for you to subscribe to our podcast. As you can also hear, we do like a laugh and we kind of don't take it too seriously, right?
No. That's impossible for us to do.
So we'd love for you to subscribe to our podcast and to leave us a review. If you did leave us a review, we would send you something, a small puppy or something like that, right?
Yeah. Jill's in charge of the gift.
So we'd love for that, and we'd love for you to subscribe to us. And Dan, where can our listeners find you in your normal everyday life?
The best place to find me is Facebook. So Daniel Purvis Health and Fitness. Just go from there and you'll find everything out about me. What about you?
You can find out about me on my website, organicpilates.co.uk, and Facebook and Instagram and all of that jazz. But you should check out Dan because he does these killer workouts every, how many times a week are you doing them right now?
It feels like about 8 days a week. But yeah, so at the moment, the kind of more high intensity ones are 5 days a week. And then I do a bit of a gentler mobility one another day a week as well. So Sunday is officially my day of rest.
Yeah, yeah, you deserve it after all that. I normally sit and watch, drinking a cup of tea and eating a biscuit. Go, oh, God, that looks hard. There's old Dan killed himself again out there. So yeah, but if you like that kind of thing, you are one of the best ones out there to do that. So check him out.
But you're doing more. Like you're still doing all your Pilates classes online. You've transitioned.
Yeah, all my Pilates classes are now online. So if you'd like to join us, then you would be more than welcome. And your first one for free if you listen to this podcast and subscribe. There's the thing. There's the thing, Dan.
Invite them in. But trust me, I've done one of Jill's Pilates classes and they're really good. This is from a guy who does like lots of strength and conditioning stuff. And I got my ass kicked by Jill. So it definitely works. And she's a good coach.
It does work. So thank you for listening to our introductory podcast. So we hope that you will enjoy listening to us rambling and maybe get a few bits of nuggets of gold out of it. We try to throw a few in every now and then. Yeah, keep in touch and we'll see you on the next one.
Yep, great. Thanks, everyone. See you soon.
Bye.